So far is that Midrash Sheker Tirchak, even the language itself, suggests not just to be the purveyor of something that is not truthful and or a lie, but that the Torah itself requires harchaka. Normally think about a harchaka, you think automatically about a din derabanan. This is din deraisa of richuk mishaker. And the Sfarno already picked up on this, right, that kol davar Shiyachol asavi v'sheker. Anything that could be affiliated with sheker, shenemar chachamim, his harabi divreichem, shemitocham yomidu l'sheker. Ibn Ezra as well. You know, the context is dayanim, but sometimes we have halachos in the context of dayanim that really do apply more broadly. So, for you know, an example of that is lo sakiru fanim b'mishpat, which literally means hamemuna lahoshiv dayanim. But the Sefer Achinuch famously says that if you're responsible for appointing a Rebbe, if you're responsible for appointing a guidance counselor, if you're responsible for appointing a chief irrigation officer, you should choose the best person for the job. You shouldn't do it on a corrupt basis because somebody made a contribution to your yeshiva or a contribution to your political campaign or whatever it is. That's not the way you're supposed to do it. So here too, so it's nilmad min hadayanim, but it expresses itself much more broadly. So we started out by thinking a little bit about sources in the Talmud that deal with this issue. Midvar Sheker Tirchak. The Rambam himself doesn't have an independent lav in the Sefer Mitzvos. He has Losi Sashem Mashav, which means that the Dayan shouldn't put himself in a situation, not that he again is purveying a lie, but he's putting himself in a situation that could theoretically lead to dishonesty later on by hearing the claim of one of the Baalei Din, Shelo Bifnei Baal Din Chavero, and as the Rambam discusses, Sheikanes Belibo Tsuras Hadvarim, you develop a first impression, and it's very difficult to work against that. So that's also part of Midvar Sheker Tirchak. So then we spoke about the Gemara Nixuvis, where Beis Shammai explicitly quotes Midvar Sheker Tirchak, Kala Kamoshehi, against Beis Hillel, Kala Noah Bechasu. There'll be obviously Paskin, the Shulchan Aruch, and Eben Oezer, according to Beis Hillel. You know, some of the Noseh Kalim point out it's only because the lashon, the formulation of Kala Noah Mechasuda, maybe it means that her actions are, you know, Naos Bema'aseha, as we say. So, you know, there's a way around that. Or you could say, no, sometimes you have to sacrifice Emes for Shalom, like we spoke about yesterday in the Gemara Yevamos Daf Samachai, where we talked about first the issue of Tochacha, of Mitzvah Shalomar Davar Nishma, Chova Shalomar Davar Nishma. And then we got into the section, and that was familiar to us, and it's like, give tochacha. Then we got into the section about Mutar L'shanos Mibnei HaShalom, and after all, Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mishanah Mibnei HaShalom in Parashas Vayera, Lamazet, Tzachaka Sara, Lemar, Hafum Nami Leid, Vani Zakanti, which he really said, you know, Vadoni Zakain. So the Rambam didn't have any Zecher to the Gemara and Ksuvis in the Mishnah Torah, which is a remarkable thing. But the Rambam does relate to the Gemara Nivamos in addition to the Gemara Baba Metzia. So Ephraim just remind us, the Gemara Baba Metzia, right, has a din that when it comes to Aveda, a Talmud Chacham, somebody who we assume, just, and this is already Kisti Rabbe Panim, you know, when you have so much dishonesty in the world, but the assumption that a Talmud Chacham would just never, you know, outright purvey a lie, but, you know, the Gemara gives a shir that a Talmud Chacham can reacquire an aveda based on tevias ayin. In other words, it doesn't have a siman mavak, but says he recognizes it tevias ayin if he has a very credible record of honesty, and he's only mishana in three areas. So again, Ephraim, those three areas were
Yushpiza,
because he doesn't want to create a burden for his host. This person gets known as somebody, the Shunamis, right? Nasanali, Askir Kitana. So she's going to get a reputation, and then all of a sudden, everybody's going to be over at her house. She won't have a Rishos HaYachid anymore. Good. Good. Because that could lead to a situation of Kavod Abrios, of embarrassment. And then third, Vimasechta. Okay, so those are the three different areas. So let's fast forward a little bit to the Rambam in Gizela Ve'aveda. Right, this is the very end of Hilchos Gizela Ve'aveda. Very fascinating. And the Rambam placed it here right, in the summation of these halachos. So the Rambam says, "Amotzek licheres v'chayotzer ben mikelim shetzuras kulan shava." Meaning, tzuras kulan shava. You can't really tell. They're made. You know, so we'd say paint by the number today. Right? They were made by a mold, so they all look the same. Mikelim chadashim erem shalo. Shrein kemo dinar mishar adinarim shein lo siman v'na bailem akirin osan. Shareinu yodeim pach zo tzlocha zo shalo shal achar, that even the original Baal would have no way of knowing these things. So automatically there'd be a state of vim hayu kelim excellent shesivaton ha'ay shesivaton ha'ay in chayav v'achriz shim yavu tam rechacham yom rafa v'sheinu yachal litein b'chicha zesiman. It doesn't have a simon mabak. It doesn't say Aegis on it. It doesn't say Helfgott on it. It doesn't say Strassman on it. Okay? Yeshli bo tibias ayin, right? I could still recognize it. There's something that say, oh yeah, it had a little crack over there. Oh yeah, the handle was a little misshapen, you know. The guy was watching the football game when he was doing the handle and he got a little distracted and he, you know, he messed it up a little. Yeshli bo simon, yeshli bo tibias ayin, chayev la roso lo. Imikiru v'amr shalihu. He just says it's mine. Machzirin. Okay, you could say, what do you mean? Hamotzimi chavir l'varaya. Where is the raya? So the raya is, in effect, not a raya that he brings, but the raya is his nemanas begavra. That's an amazing idea. B'amet do I remember mid Talmud Vosik. Another Rambam says that the Talmud Vosik is a person of great stature and credibility. Shenu mishana b'dibur klal ella b'divrei shalom. Dehainu yivamo samachay. Normally those are related. So nida. Maybe it would have been better if he picked oxen or something. Oh, she yashem b'mita zel v'amar b'zohani yashen shem yimtza sham keri yoshe b'sareach etzol shimon v'amar etzol rubin ani misareach yidei sholi yatriach al zesh yitareach etzol, because it's going to create again a burden. Oh, shehevi shalom in adam lechavero. Okay. Vehosi vegara kede lechababan zalaza. Hareza mutter. Ramam says it's a mutter. It's an interesting formulation. Hevi shalom in adam lechavero. Kavachomer bin ish leishta, right? Vehosi vegara. So let's say you're a mosif, right? The words, not a vechasi. So the Ram simply says that's mutter. So this is the closest he gets to being mutter, that matter. What could be more important than that's much more important than just in any social situation. So that the person then cannot reclaim lost object on the basis of tvias ha'ayin. So again, what's the basis for being machzir the aveda? The status of the gavra, for sure. So that if the edim come not on the object, but the edim come on the gavra, that is mishana v'diburo chutz mi, not shalosh elu, because it's not just the gemara b'mavetziah, but it's the gemara nivamos also, mi dalet elu. So in such a situation, ein machazir in lo, mitvias ayin. Not that we're saying that he's lying, that this mug belongs to him. He's probably telling the truth, this mug belongs to him. But it's a big kula that you're allowed to return it. You have to return it on the basis of tvias ayin. Where's his raya? Motzi mechavir lo, he doesn't have a raya, doesn't have a simon. So in such a situation, it's a nemanus of the gavra. So once a nemanus of the gavra isn't fully intact, once the nemanus of the gavra is no longer...
A sum of money was found.
Right. So again, there'd be no tviya sign on that bill. So if his nemanus begavra is compromised, so then none of this is going to work. So the Rambam does have im hevi shalom bein adam lechavero behosif vigara kedei lechavan zelazeh hareza mutter. So I leave you with the following discussion. This discussion, letters back and forth about these Rambams with the big Talmud Chacham not that long ago. So I pointed out that the Rambam seems still not to be saying what the Shulchan Aruch said. Of course, it's true that the Rambam paskins like Beis Hillel. In terms of Kalanovich, you can't possibly paskin like Beis Shammai. But the way that he interpreted Beis Hillel is not necessarily the way the Shulchan Aruch did. Because again, if you go back to Eben Hoezer, so mitzvah l'sameh chosim kal l'raki lifneim v'lomar shehi na'a v'chasuda afilu eino na'a in the physical sense. So that's part of the mitzvah. The part of the mitzvah is l'omar shehi na'a v'chasuda. So how did the Rambam interpret the Gemara then? Ilan? Right, okay, so that's an interesting idea, that maybe in that situation your back is against the wall. It seems to me that the Rambam said, not that it's a mitzvah, but Ketzen Merakten Lifnei Akala, is that this is acceptable, right? Hareza mutar. It's acceptable for a person to say such a thing. You're not over the issur of midvar shakir tirchak. But do you have to say it? Is that a mitzvah? I'm not sure it's a mitzvah. It's striking that that scenario doesn't appear in the Mishnah Torah. And the Rambam says, k'dev echavim zelazah hareza mutar. It's a noble thing, it's an acceptable thing, but just like a person doesn't have an obligation, the Rambam compares it to being mishana b'masechta. You're mishana b'puria, mishana, to be mishana in bayish and isareach etzlo, v'ushbiza. Do you have to, tell something different? Yeah. Somebody asks you a question, and you're learning Baba Mitzvah, do you have to say that you're learning Baba Basri? No. You can. You retain the right to do so. So the person's not going to create a burden on you, just like you don't want to create a burden on your host. So do you have to? The Rambam, again, groups them together. Do you have to say, Kalanda bechasuda? I'm not so sure that you have to say that according to the Rambam. I think the Rambam's perspective is, Hareza mutar. You can say such a thing if your intention is Kidei lechavim zelaza. So again, the Rambam held a very firm line, and we're going to see this confirmed a little bit later on, next week, God willing, by Rambam in Deos, where the Rambam talks about afilu mila achas, that in principle, the issues of midvar shakir tircha could be triggered by a single word. And that's a very, very important concept. So I still believe in the end that there is a machlokes halacha l'maisa between the Mechaber and the Rambam and this Nekuda. The Rambam felt it was mutter. The Shulchan Aruch understood Beis Hillel say Keitz and Merakt and Lifnei Akala prescriptively should say Kala Noah v'chasuda. Prescriptively should say Kala Noah v'chasuda. I'm not sure that the Rambam felt that that was the case. K'dei l'chavim anzalazah hareza mutter. It's an acceptable thing to do. I don't know that the Rambam is saying in any sense that it is an obligation. I don't know if the Rambam is saying in any sense that it's even an advisable thing to do. It may be an acceptable thing to do.